is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson signed a post-Brexit trade deal with the European Union Wednesday, claiming it as the start of a wonderful relationship across the channel. At the signing in Downing Street, he said, quote, "It's an excellent deal for this country, but also for our friends and partners," end quote. Earlier, EU chiefs Ursula von der Leyen and Charles Michel had themselves inked the 1,200-page trade and cooperation agreement. Britain will leave the European Single Market and Customs Union at 11 p.m. Thursday, the end of a post-Brexit transition period marked by intense and difficult trade negotiations. A new vaccine will be rolled out in Britain with the focus on quick mass protection. Britain's health department said it was authorizing emergency use of the vaccine developed by Oxford University and UK-based drug maker AstraZeneca. AP's Karen Thomas reports.
The approval and the shift in policy will speed up a rollout of the vaccine in the UK, which comes as a surge in infections threatens to swamp British hospitals. British Health Secretary Matt Hancock said the vaccine brings light at the end of the tunnel.
I'm also now, with this approval this morning, highly confident that we can get enough vulnerable people vaccinated by the spring that we can now see our route out of this pandemic.
Coronavirus vaccines have typically been given in two doses, with an initial shot followed by a booster about 3 weeks later. But in a change of approach, the British government said that with the AstraZeneca vaccine, it would prioritise giving as many people as possible a single dose, which is believed to give a large measure of protection against the virus. Karen Chalas, London.
Two variants of the coronavirus first found in Britain and South Africa are spreading around the world. This is VOA News. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said $600 stimulus checks could arrive by direct deposit as early as Wednesday. The government will begin mailing out paper checks Wednesday as well for people without government bank accounts. Those checks are set to arrive after Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell blocked a vote increasing the payments in the COVID relief package to $2,000, tying it to other unrelated issues. At least 10 people were killed Wednesday as explosions rocked Yemen's Aden airport moments after a new unity government flew in what officials charged was a cowardly attack by Iran-backed Houthi rebels. Dozens more people were wounded, a medical source told AFP, although all government ministers were reported to be unharmed. Israel's foreign minister said Wednesday he's leaving the Blue and White Party in the latest high-profile defection from the bloc led by Defense Minister Benny Gantz. Gantz's centrist Blue and White ran neck and neck with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's right-wing Likud in three inclusive elections between April 2019 and March 2020. New elections, the fourth in just under 2 years, have been set for March. Ugandan police Wednesday denied arresting presidential aspirant Bobi Wine as he tried to campaign ahead of next month's tense election, saying instead the singer-turned-MP had been restrained and returned home. Wine's campaign team said the opposition leader and his entire support crew had been arrested while drumming up support for his bid to unseat veteran President Yoweri Museveni January 14th. Also Wednesday, a Ugandan court granted bail to the country's highest-profile human rights lawyer, whose detention ahead of the election was widely seen as politically motivated, Nicholas Opiyo, last week on charges of money laundering and detained in prison, drawing condemnation around the globe and calls for his immediate release. 21 people remain unaccounted for after a landslide in southern Norway injured 10 people, one of them critically, according to police. It swept away more than a dozen buildings in the early hours of Wednesday, striking a residential area about 19 miles north of the capital, Oslo. Photos of the site show a large crater with destroyed buildings at the bottom of it. TV footage shows other buildings hanging on the edges of the crater, with one house seen collapsing. Fresh tremors shook Croatia Wednesday as the Adriatic country was still picking up after a deadly earthquake that killed 7 people and reduced buildings to rubble the day before. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.